Good Friday, I think it'll appear on the screen. There we go. It's that day when we come to the end of the Holy Week. And this is the day, as Alan said, we remember Jesus dying on a cross. But it's also a day to remember the life of Jesus. And actually, as we come to the end of Holy Week, what does Easter mean to us? And I want to show you a little 2.5 minute video clip now. It won't go all the way. It'll pause at a certain point. You'll see why. But this is... these are some children, they're from the US actually, asked the question, what does Easter mean to you? So we're going to watch this, and it's about the life of Jesus. So we'll pull the lights down all the way, turn all the house lights off. Let's just watch this now. Whoa. You can see the end of that on Sunday. Now, here's a thought for Good Friday. The last image that we get on this day is this one here. It's Jesus hanging on a cross. And sometimes it's a little bit, you know, wow, kind of nails through the feet and hands. But that's what actually happened. And that's why I think it's good for us as a church. These are one of the few occasions we don't have any craft during the gathering and there's no kids stuff today. We're all together as a family. And it's good that our children can be quiet and reflect a little bit and know that this is actually what happened in a way that's suitable for them to understand. And I love the... there's a phrase on that. I've seen that now about 9 times. And the phrase that stuck with me... Because when I see stuff like that video, I ask the Lord, what's the bit that you want to get across? And it was this, that little girl when she said... The little boy said they stabbed him. And then the little girl said they hurted his heart. That really stayed with me because all of us have hurted hearts. At some stage, our hearts get hurt. And I don't know if you come here this morning with a hurting heart. Last night at the Maundy Thursday gathering communion, we were talking about lost sheep. And people who in our, maybe our families, our children, our friends, our parents, whoever it is, siblings, who were lost on the hillsides, not yet knowing Jesus as their good shepherd. And when that happens, our hearts hurt. I know people in this church and in other churches Trish and I have been in who their hearts constantly hurt because their family are not in the church. And we're saying last night, we need to, the way through that is to pray for them. You may be the only person who prays for them. Or it may be a bereavement from many years ago, and it still hurts when you think of that person. Or it may be a sickness that somebody you love has, and you can't get rid of it. Maybe you're a fixer, and you just can't fix things like that. Maybe it's yourself who suffers from something that just affects you badly, an illness or, again, a sickness, and it just doesn't go away. Whatever it is, it hurts. We have a hurted heart. Maybe it's disappointment. Maybe things have never quite worked out the way you thought they would. When those things happen, that's why Good Friday... It's so important for us to remember this, and this is the thought for Good Friday, that when our hearts are hurted, the Bible says this, a man called Isaiah, years before Jesus said this, that on the day that true love died, Isaiah said this, by his wounds we are healed. Jesus understands a hurted heart. And you can have a choice. You can go through your life with a hurting heart constantly, or you can bring that hurting heart to Jesus, knowing that he understands what it's like to suffer in that way. And every year we have a takeaway here. I don't mean the takeaway is, you know, full of gluten and stuff like that, but we're taking something away. And this year... Here's a little red ribbon with a pin at the foot of the cross. I'm going to ask you this day, and for your children as well, and I think there's enough to take somebody for in, one for your, somebody in your family, is to take that and pin it onto whatever you need to pin it onto on this day. And maybe tomorrow you could, on the Saturday before Easter Sunday, either keep it on or just put it on your fridge on a magnet. And it's red, and it's the color of the blood that flowed from Jesus. Because by his wounds, we are healed. And I've seen so many stories over the years of people, grown-ups and children, who Jesus has come alongside and mended their hurted heart. Because that's what he does.